Live from the heart of Los Angeles, this is the at-home edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, founder of Life Rhythms, Robert Alexander.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And performance guest, V. Nelson. I am Mark Lejeure, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I'm so much about music and so excited about today's show that I just want to jump in to the music, to the sounds, to the vibrations. As a matter of fact, we've titled this episode Embracing Your Life and Your Unique Rhythm, because we all have a sound, we all have a song, we all have a rhythm. Some of us have lots of songs, like our performance guest today. And our guest has lots of music and lots of rhythm and vibrations that come through him, around him, and all of that he's going to share in a little bit. I have to say that one of the things that captured me were the words that he has on his website that said, "The wonder of life is that the thing that appears to be the biggest obstacle is the exact same thing that unlocks the wonder of life." And he goes on to say, "And as I embraced the uniqueness of me, my life unfolded with all the majesty of a peacock's tail." And so it just really painted a picture for me that so much of what we walk around with in life and think, oh, I'm not this way, or I should be this way, or what's wrong with me over here, or this happened to me then, that in those places could be wonders of possibilities that may be locked with that and may be opened up. And because of them, not despite them, but because of them, we may find a wonderful life in more ways than we can imagine. So looking forward to this wonderful show with our guest and performance guest. Our guest is Robert Alexander, and later on, our performance guest, V. Nelson, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition, right after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate, but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety, but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on the Life Changes Show, broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
Indeed, Life Changes, and I am host Filippo Voltaggio online with our executive producer and co-host Mark Lejeure.
I am excited for tonight's show. I think it's a powerful, powerful conversation. During some really dark times, when I started working with affirmations, and even though that's just a facet of tonight's conversation, it's so important, but I started working with them with, you know, files that others had created. And then intuitively, I said, well, wow, it would be nice to have a beat with my own voice. So I'm hearing myself encourage myself onward. And to be able to expand on this and share the great work that Life Rhythms and what Robert Alexander is up to is fantastic.
Thank you, Mark. I agree. Actually, that's one of the things that captured me about his work as well that we're going to talk about in just a moment. As I said, we've titled this show Embracing Your Life and Your Unique Rhythm because our guest is audio alchemist and founder of Life Rhythms. Welcome to the show, Robert Alexander.
Hey, thanks, Philippa. I really appreciate it.
It's great to have you here, and there's so much I'd love to chat about with you. And before we get into all of that, there is one thing that just really, that what I shared with the audience that came from your website comes at the end of a long story of yours that starts at the age of, was it 10?
Yeah, 10 years old.
So share with us a brief aspect of that moment.
Sure. Absolutely. So 10 years old, father was diagnosed with cancer, heard that he was pretty much on his way out. And it was like that day when he actually passed away. And that definitely changed my life. I mean, it was very impactful. I was very, very close with my father. So Yeah, that just really helped shift things. I mean, there was a lot of powerful things that took place during that time as well. And that was a pretty big pivotal point in my life.
So was it up until then or after that that people were saying, like, you're too sensitive or, you know, was it or always?
Oh, yeah, it was long before that. I mean, you know, I think, yeah. I think earlier on in life, definitely. I was being called too sensitive or gosh, like, you know, why are you freaking out? I don't understand. And I think a lot of people, you know, they may not have the capacity of really understanding like what quote unquote sensitivity is. So took me until many, many, many years later. So I thought there was something seriously wrong with me. Like people are like looking at me like I'm freaking out or something. I'm going, I'm just being me, you know? So we all have our bandwidths, our own frequencies, our own ways of going about doing things. And Yeah, it's so wild. It's definitely been a journey. Let's just put it that way.
So with the sensitivity, that obviously now serves you well, as we can tell, and we're going to talk about. At the time as a child, especially if people around you weren't understanding it, I would imagine that when your father passed away, what did that do to you and your sensitivity?
That's a really good question. I don't think anyone's ever asked me that before. So that's good. Well, to be quite honest and transparent, for a good period of my life, I mean, after that point, especially, I was disassociating quite a bit. I think I was in my own world without even knowing it. I mean, I was shutting a lot down and I'm pretty much an open book. So, you know, I'm a WYSIWYG, which is in graphic design terms, like what you see is what you get, you know? So I remember when he passed away. I mean, I remember the vivid just image of my father just being in his hospital room, just motionless, you know? Well, you know, now. So in this case, basically, I mean, I just felt a dip. I mean, my father was gone. I mean, there was my father and my mother, you know, and I felt at that time, I felt more connected to my father. And well, I mean, what do you do when you don't have a father? Like, where do you go with those emotions and feelings and what have you? So, I mean, there was definitely a lot to get adjusted to. And the way I was raised and the way that I was looking at my life, I mean, you know, we learn from the people that, from either like, you know, teachers or friends, most likely our parents or our immediate family who's around us. So, you know, there's a foundation that's there and one part of it isn't there, then, you know, where do we go with it? You know, how do we create our own? Like, what do we do? How's the best way to navigate? So I have a feeling that's probably where I was on a deeper level. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Well, as much as it can, because thankfully I didn't have that experience. It sounds like a major experience, and I bring this up because it is in some way, shape, or form almost a major experience in all of our lives today. Not from a 10-year-old perspective per se, but there seems to be a lot of illness or death or fear or tragedy or trauma going on around us, at the very least, if not inside of us. And so Unlocking that, the process of unlocking that for you and you going through that unlocking process is what I'm sensing that is what you're now sharing with the world.
I really do believe that everybody has their own version of what they're experiencing in their life. And some people feel blocked. Some people are really feeling curious or feeling stuck in certain areas, which I guess you could say is like a block. And well, how do we navigate? Like, how's the best way to work with it? Do we have various tools? Like, do we know what our inner voice is sharing with us? Usually it's like negative self-talk. Like, where's the positive self-talk? There's all these shoulds, right? Like, how's the best way should we be? You know, what are we supposed to do versus what really feels right for us? So why not dive deeper into versions of ourselves where we can really dive into what's really important for us? And we actually get to win. You know, we actually get to feel authentic to who we are. And so does everybody else. And I mean, it's a very dynamic process. And I feel really grateful for having the capacity and the work that I've done on myself throughout the years. And it's ongoing. My biggest intention for just about everybody and anybody is for them to be feeling the way that they want to be feeling right now. And that may not always be happy, and that's okay, because we get to own our feelings.
So you have used the music that you have developed and tuned into. You've used it for business and, for that matter, creativity and artistry and all that. One of the main aspects we're talking about here is life rhythms, where you use music to help, bring things up for people or anchor things or both or all and more?
Yeah. Well, lately the more I've been on my journey with this business, I've been telling people I found a way to work with the law of attraction, and I found that component where I've been able to reverse engineer it. And everybody has their own version of what happiness looks like. Everyone has their own version of what they want their life to look like. And at the end of the day, I mean, it's really up to us to create what's important to us. So I figured, well, some people may want to use their music as a manifestation piece. Some people may want a reminder of the place where they've been in a session with me so they can dive deeper into that space and go, oh, yeah, that's the voice. Oh, my gosh, like, have access to it. Because you know what it's like getting a massage. And there's no way, believe me, I'm putting down a massage or anything. You leave from a massage, or you leave getting acupuncture, or from various, even like a sound bath, you know? And it's, well, the feeling's great. And then within 3 or 4 days, it's like, well, why am I feeling not so great? I wish I felt that same way as, you know, after the massage or after the acupuncture session. So I figure, why not have a component where, like a product that's customized for each person, where they can really dial into what's really important for them. And I've seen people dive into these recordings, from manifesting kids to a romantic partner to, you know, living situations to career advancement. I mean, I've seen so many people really use these types of recordings for their own processes, and they can be used for so many different purposes. I'm telling you, it's mind blowing.
So obviously there's a secret sauce, and it's you and your connectivity, sensitivity, your music abilities, and all of that. I would imagine people have to feel and do feel comfortable around you and all that to be able to share and all that. In the meantime, there are a couple elements that are universal. There's music, and there's talking, there's thinking. How do you think that each of those are helping this process of what you're calling like the secret, right, of manifestation?
You're so good at asking these questions. I'm telling you, they're amazing. So grateful, seriously, so grateful. Well, again, I mean, everybody has their own version of what's going on and in their lives, like right here, right now, from belief systems to, like the way that they're living their lives. And one person can be feeling great 5 minutes, you know, ago, and now they can be feeling triggered. And who knows? I mean, it's so crazy how life can unfold in various ways, right? So I really do believe that most people want to be heard. They really want to be heard in ways that really, so they can feel acknowledged, they can really feel seen. And there's a lot of overkill, like a lot of static that's out there. There's a lot of people, they don't even realize they're even being dismissed. So like during a session, when I'm connecting with somebody and they're really sharing with me what's really hot on their plate, I'm not there necessarily to give them advice. If it's anything, I mean, what I'm really doing is creating an environment for them so they could simply be themselves. So if that means that they're yelling or they're crying or they're screaming, I mean, it's important for them to really bring up what's really important for them. And the thing is, them being given permission, it's not like I'm going, I will, you know, redeem you permission to, you know, give you permission, like deem this for you. It's more like, well, let me know where you're at. Like, how can I really hear you out? Versus like, so how do you feel about that? You know, so
there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think
nothing wrong with that either. Nothing wrong. I just figured everyone has their own versions of whatever they're up to. And I just figured, why not really connect with them in a way that works for them? Because you know, it's always great to offer options for sure too. And I would ask them, how's everything going? Just checking in, you know, I like to keep things organic and in the flow. And at the same time, if someone doesn't feel comfortable, then I would say, okay, cool. I just want to make sure if we're going in a direction, I really want to go in a direction that feels really good for you. So let's go in those directions and let's see what wants to be looked at and, you know, what inside may want to be transmuted or looked at as well. So the process that I have with each person is it's a very, very vulnerable, rather deep yet gentle, very nurturing type process. And if a person doesn't know where they are or why they're feeling a certain way, that's okay. That's where they are right now. So when it comes to them vocalizing what's really hot for them, well, why not offer the environment for them to really vocalize that? And so that really helps me get a roadmap, a better idea about where they are in their life. And it's not about me assuming, well, that might be a past life, or it's really just me getting a better understanding with where they are. And that usually leads to, you know, deeper things that might be taking place in their inner experience. So I'm a huge believer that our inner state, like the way that we think, the way that we feel internally, that will also help create our vision of what's taking place outside of us too. We may have different filters or experiences based on how we're feeling. So when it comes down to the point of really diving in deeper, and when I usually do guided imageries with my clients, they're all based on what each person believes. Whether it's God, you know, Jesus, Buddha, universe, angels, chakras, even Nintendo. I mean, one person who I was working with, she was very much believing in the central microprocessing system. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. There's so many, you never know where a person is in their experience, right? So that's
interesting. Yeah.
So many components, so many components going on. So, I mean, music is definitely a huge component too, because when I'm working with somebody and away from the session I do with them, and they're actually having a piece of music where they're speaking in a state that's right for them and they feel it, it's just totally emanating from them, there's a process that I do with them so they can actually, each person can feel that way and they can really feel it versus faking it till they make it. And they're really diving into their authentic sense of self based on what they believe in. And when they're speaking their words, basically, and I away from the session, I create a piece of music that fits for them. And it's usually very soothing, very peaceful. So when they can listen to it, they can have that as a tool. So the audio component basically is, it's a really important one because there's a remembering of what it's like to feel like, well, to feel amazing. It's like looking at a photo or hearing a piece of music from a film that you would really enjoy listening to. And at the same time though, too, it's also very soothing. You know, the brain's picking up on the conscious and unconscious mind. They're picking up on all these different components. So I believe that when all these things are tied in together, I mean, it really does help amplify one's personal vibration, their own feeling, their own frequency, the space of what really feels right for them. And they're able to really upgrade themselves, each person. They're really able to dive into that space of what feels right. And they're able to use that in their, for their advantage and ultimately create some really cool things in their lives simply by coming back home to who they really are.
You know, one of the things that captured me about the two segments that I heard of actual sessions, one was yours and one was one of your clients. The first thing that captured me before I knew that they were actual, like it's, that was a client, or that you were doing this, like speaking. So like a lot of the things that I listen to and I like, and I've done them myself, that it's very prepared, and, or even if it's not prepared, it's very deliberately delivered. In this case, it felt like somebody talking, and I thought, wow, this is different. this is interesting. And then I found out it is somebody talking, and I thought, oh, and especially finding out that then it's for the person in their own voice. Actually, could we stop for an example?
Sure, absolutely.
Let's hear the one with you first. And does it need a setup, or just let's hear it? I guess it doesn't need a setup. Okay, let's hear it.
I am courageous. And inner strength enlightens my heart. I am courageous. And inner strength enlightens my heart.
Obviously, that wasn't you. That was your client.
I mean, I do voiceovers, so. But no, this is a client of mine. I believe she was in Bulgaria. This is like years and years ago when I first started doing these.
So I can see where I've done this for myself, but I do voiceovers. So this is somebody doing it for themselves through you who doesn't do voiceovers. They get to hear, like you were saying earlier, that positive self-talk.
Exactly. Exactly. My biggest vision is at the end of the day, everybody has those voices in their heads, and I'd rather have a positive critic and the encourager inside of my head sharing different ideas with me versus someone, you know, constantly going, I don't understand. And I got to figure this out. And you know what, how can I make this happen? It's just, it's very different than all is really well. And I see so many great things for you, and I only want the best for all that's taking place for you. Mm. And this is the best way to go. And I mean, if I really believe that the majority of us on our planet have this dominant voice of goodness and encouragement and kindness, our world would be operating in a very, very different place. And that's just my personal opinion. I could be wrong, but I mean, anything's possible, right?
So I think you're not wrong. So let's go ahead and hear the other clip with you. Let's hear it.
I finally found the time to just lay down and just experience and enjoy and participate in my celebrations and really take in the compliments that people give me. I have plenty of money to do fun things and to purchase equipment that I need for myself and fun things that I would like to purchase for myself. And everything just took place so fast, especially once I surrendered and gave all this energy out to the universe to take care of me. And it's been a smooth journey.
Mm. So how do you experience that? Of course, you do this, but how do you experience that, like having just heard that?
That was a blast from the past. That was probably around like 2016. And I remember being in this state and giving myself permission to really dive deeper into what was really coming through my heart. And it's really crazy, without going too much down a tangent, I can always share it at a different time about this this Trinity. A lot of people think about the Trinity being like the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And I'm all about the head, the heart, and the gut, that really powerful Trinity. And I was dialing into that space of my heart and really diving into that space just really feeling myself being guided to share these words that were needed for me to hear, needed for me to share at that time, basically. And, and when I remember hearing it, it was, I mean, it felt like home to me. So whenever I create something for somebody, my biggest intention is for them to feel the way that they want to be feeling. So when I'm working with someone in session and I'm saying, okay, well, how are you feeling? I'm just checking in really quick. How are you doing? And I'm feeling really relaxed and feeling really calm. Awesome. Okay. So here you are. What do you need to hear from yourself right now as you're diving into this amazing space that you're in? And I invite you to give yourself permission to just let things flow in the ways that feel really right for you, because this is what really matters. There's no pressure. You just get to be you and just allow the information to flow. And that's usually when my clients start sharing what's really important for them. And sometimes they feel a little uneasy. That's okay. I mean, it's usually the brain wanting to kick in, just wanting to protect or wanting to make sure they're saying the right thing, you know, and there's really no wrong way to go about it. It's kind of like those old Reese's peanut butter cup commercials. Like, there's no wrong way to eat a Reese's, you know, it just blow it, go with it, you know? So when I just heard that just now, I was like, wow, it's been a while. It's been a couple nanoseconds, but it's been a lot of fun. You know, it's really been great to remind myself of, wow, that's what I was creating back then. And I'm totally creating some powerful things right now. So definitely a little time machine moment.
Yeah. Well, and it serves for that as well. Reminded of where you were, and hopefully those words are now not only a part of you, but you don't even think about them because you're onto something else. And so that's a new foundation, a new level you've reached. So that exercise you just gave that you invite your clients to do is actually a really good exercise for all the listeners to do. Sometimes clients will come to me and they don't know why they're coming to me, but they do have a reason. They just don't know. And so helping them find the reason, and this is something that they could do on their own. When we come back, I'd love for you to repeat the questions that you ask them, if you wouldn't mind. And then also, I'd love to dig into just, we'll have a few minutes after that, just dig into just a little bit the fake it till you make it or not discussion that we were having that you alluded to earlier. I really like that. We're talking to Robert Alexander. You've just heard some of his work from liferhythms.us. You can go to liferhythms.us. Of course, you can find him on social at InLifeRhythm. He is a founder of Life Rhythms. And a little later on, we're going to have our Ask Dorothy segment and then our performance segment with V. Nelson, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com. And follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We are having a conversation that matters with our guest, Robert Alexander, audio alchemist and founder of Life Rhythms. I am host Filippo Voltaggio. This is our 691st episode, and we've titled it Embracing Your Life and Your Unique Rhythm. And Robert, you've been sharing some wonderful, you've been sharing some of your experiences in life that weren't so wonderful, a process that potentially has led you to some wonderful discoveries that you are using to help other people. and actually evolve. Is that your music label?
Actually, it's Evlov.
Evlov.
And it's really funny because whenever I would type in EVLOV, it would say, "Did you mean evolve?" And I'm thinking, "Oh my God, it's totally like another band. Oh my goodness, no!" So it's kind of funny. I'm thinking, "Darn it!" Because before my project was called True with a little umlaut on top of the U, and then apparently, I guess truly, there are so many truths that are out there.
You're too clever.
I decided to change it differently. And I'm thinking, "Oh no, I'm not doing another rebrand again unless I really need to, or just do different music or something." So Evlov. Evolve
Evlov.
And love together.
Evlov, E-V-L-O-V. It's just like it's spelled. Okay, so
it's all good.
so it's all about music and because it's about evolving. It just was, that's what I was feeling. So Evlov or love, I guess. I guess I don't need to justify my error. I'm okay.
No, you're good. We're human. Appreciate you.
So you are helping people in so many ways. And actually, just in throwing out that question that you ask your clients, I thought, wow, you know, everybody who's listening, we could be doing that on the way to your goal of people having better self-talk, right? That they could have it with you. They could start right now. And what's that question again, if you don't mind?
When it goes down to the point where I'm doing a recording with somebody, I would usually ask them, okay, well, what do you need to hear from yourself right now to help you lean more into the space of what's right for you? Well, I guess you could say I answered this little bit of a different iteration here. At the same time, like, what do you need to hear from yourself so you're continuing to feel the way that you are feeling right now? So ultimately, if they're feeling good, then why not help them continue to feel good, right? Mm. And there's a couple steps beforehand, which one would have, well, not they would. They wouldn't have to, but ultimately, there's a couple steps beforehand where they would ultimately do a little bit of work, so they can dive more into the space where they're feeling the way that they want to be feeling. And so that's usually when I would ask them that question.
And that's important because getting to the last point that we can talk about today, at least, is important because having them pretend, fake it, they're gonna. I'm thinking they're going to hear it in their voice when they listen back, or they're not going to believe it, right? So why do you think that's not a good idea?
Good question. You know, at the end of the day, I mean, people can fake different things. I mean, even when people hear their recordings, some people are like, wow, that was me. Oh my gosh. I was such in a deep space. Like, I can't even think that was me. I just sounded so different. Mm. Well, you know what it's like going, well, one can feel like if they go to a workshop, or if they even go to an awesome movie, or really like a birthday party that's really memorable in a good way. Just really taking away feelings of feeling really good, you know, just really like looking at a photo and going, wow, that was a really cool space. If I feel like I'm faking something, it just doesn't feel authentic to me. And that's why I feel like whenever I'm connecting with people, I'd rather do what I can to be authentic and be as truthful as I can mindfully, you know, being able to express things in a way where I'm not necessarily being rude or dismissive. It's just being truthful. So I really feel like if we're in our heart and we really feel, even if we don't even know what that feels like, and we somehow have access to it, like a little sample, it's kind of like back in the day going to Costco and having little samples, you know, like, oh, wow, that's what it's like to be in my heart. That really feels right. If we're faking it, it may not feel right. It's like we want to give like an idea of what might be versus what really is there. So why would we want to do something that might be false, like we're faking ourselves out, versus really diving into the truth of who we really are? So the people that would show up in my life in terms of, you know, clients saying, oh, you know, I see myself manifesting this, like manifesting lots of money, or gosh, I'd love for my romantic partner to be this way, or I'd love to attract my romantic partner. You know, these are all different symptoms of, you know, I very much, you know, once I attain this or have this person or have this experience in my life, then I'll be happy. Well, all those different areas, I guess you could say, if it came to like, you know, there's like the root and there's, the, you know, the symptom. So for instance, like Western medicine, if you have a cold, then the doctor usually would prescribe antibiotics. So just to address all of the symptoms versus like the root. So, or maybe I'm butchering that one, but long story short, though, at the end of the day, if we're being true to ourselves, basically, I think that's really the best way to go, because at least we can really feel it in our heart, and that can really amplify a lot. Otherwise, if we're just faking it, then we want to get to a destination we may not even know. Like, are we really being true to ourselves here? So I'd rather go with the truth.
You know, the analogy of the photograph was a really good one for me, because I picture, yes, we're not always at a party and we're not always having fun as we do at some parties. And so that was me at that party having a good time. That is, if the picture was taken while we were really having a good time. But if we decided to take a selfie with a bunch of people that we weren't having a good time with, even if we're all smiles, when we look at the picture, we know.
Right? Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Oh my gosh. Absolutely.
So, wow. Well, thank you for sharing that. I totally get what you're saying, and I appreciate that. I'm appreciating so much of what you're doing. And so because I didn't mention the label, is the music that you're producing or supporting in the label also related to supporting people like I thought it was, or what I was guessing, actually? I was hoping.
All good. So that people, it's really funny that, well, actually, it's cool that you're asking me this too, because people would say, so how's your music going? And I figured, okay, well, can you be a little bit more clear? Because I literally have two different businesses, and then I have a label signed music project. So Eblub is the name of my music project. It does have albums signed to a couple labels. One's in San Francisco, one's in Chile. I've also self-released stuff. There's some cool things I'll be sharing soon about some international type stuff in relationship to my music being redistributed, doing unique things that way. When I'm working with clients in my graphic design and sound design business, I'm creating content for them uniquely for them. And that's very much me being like a work for hire, being a consultant, you know, doing design, graphic and sound design. So when it comes down to my Life Rhythms business, what we're primarily talking about this evening or tonight, I do have music that's available for download. For instance, I was sharing a track with the Chakra Collection that I have, which came from my own journey. And there's a whole bunch of content that's available on various platforms. Well, SoundCloud, Insight Timer, Bandcamp. I do have music for the masses in that way. So music is definitely the essence of my being. I've been saying that for quite a long time. And I know that I do have music that's available for healing alongside the personalized pieces. And much, much more. Let's just put it that way.
Well, we've already got several links for you for your social media pages on our website. But if you'd like to send us those, we'll have them available for our audience as well. In the meantime, we do have, like I said, several that you could find him at In Life Rhythm, or on his website at liferhythms.us. What a pleasure having you on the show and getting to know you virtually. Robert, thank you so much.
Thank you. What a blessing. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm so grateful for you and Mark and everyone who's included me on here. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for what you're doing, and all the best to you. Look forward to some updates. Robert Alexander, once again, liferhythms.us. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, this is Clarissa from Los Angeles. My question has to do with how to be more effective with communication with my friends and loved ones. I have recently noticed that we don't seem to be talking about the same thing, and I am really doing my best to clearly state my questions on some situations that are very important to me and that I feel should be important to the ones I'm speaking with. We will be in the middle of a conversation that is important to me, and suddenly it becomes apparent that we aren't on the same page. How do I fix this?
Dear Clarissa, if it is casual conversation, you can do your best to pay attention to the responses to your questions, and you should be able to fairly easily determine if you're talking about the same thing. There is so much going on in today's world, and many people I know are often distracted by what is more important to them than what I want to talk about, and this is often true for me too. If you have a truly important question and want to be heard, then I lovingly suggest that you write the question down and ask your friends to get back to you when they've had time to digest the question and give you honest feedback. And you can also ask them to take time to write their important questions for you to read and digest before responding. I have discovered that when I write my questions, I often find the answers I'm seeking because I become very clear with my inquiry. On these occasions, I don't need to send my questions to the ones I thought might be able to help me. And when I don't get the clarity by myself, presenting my questions in writing to the ones I'm looking for answers has worked very well for me. I've often found that my questions make more sense in written form. I trust that writing your questions will work as well for you as it has for me.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back with our performance segment. And performance guest, V. Nelson, on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a talk, music, and variety show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor and celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, business leaders, and children, we are here to inspire our audience to do life better. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show. As your life changes, we're here for you. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
Well, we're back. I am Filippo, host online with some wonderful people, including our performance guest, who is a singer, a songwriter, and a wonderful people, V. Nelson. Welcome to the Life Changes Show.
Hello.
Hello.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. And a big thank you to our friend Tess Cacciatore, who introduced us to you. I am in awe of this particular moment, actually, and you know where I started the show, which I wasn't really expecting to, but it just came out when I was talking with Robert Alexander, and I kind of feel like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to do it again, am I? I'm going to start right there with you as well. Like, this moment is full of changes for you.
Tons. I know a thing or two about change, you know.
And you crack a joke. I love it. I love it. So we're going to go into how it's affecting you musically or how music is supporting you through this. But you've just lost somebody really dear in the past short while.
Yes. In the last 2 months, I lost my dear grandfather. His name is Joe. And he was without a doubt like my best friend in the whole world. And I just spent the last 4 years like alongside my family caregiving for him. And wow. he passed away last month of Parkinson's. And so it is kind of really, really life-changing, not only to lose someone so close, but now to, in some odd way, like have gained my own life back. It's a very like strange experience, and I'm having a lot of just a lot of feelings about it, just feeling very grateful for the time we had and, you know, longing for that again, but accepting it, you know, as it comes and goes. And it's a part of growth, I guess, you know.
How did the music, because you've been doing music ever since you were a kid, and you came out really big at 14-year-old in a really big way. And you dialed it back a little bit, maybe because of all of what was going on. How did the music relate with all of that?
Oh, yeah. When I first started, I kind of just like hit the ground running. I really just took any opportunity I could, you know, being a kid, like you just say yes to everything sometimes, you know, and it's all exciting and it's all beautiful. And so I, for like the first, I don't know, like 5 to 7 or 8 years of my career, like I was just going and pursuing that fully. And then life changed, you know, mm-hmm. the joke, life changed, and I kind of had to slow it down to take care of him. But in the midst of all that, I think more than ever got to figure out who I am as a songwriter, because I spent a lot of time, just him and I, having like really good conversation. And he was like my biggest fan. He was just the biggest blessing to me. And so taking care of him really changed a lot for me. And in the midst of the pandemic as well, I just had a lot of time to really figure out who I am and who I want to be. And it's led me to this moment today, and I'm feeling very grateful for that. So, yeah.
And by this moment today, you pretty much literally mean this moment today. even here on the show marks something very significant, in that you're in the process of potentially moving back to Los Angeles and diving into to the music scene again, and also working with new creatives in a different way, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm kind of going back to that yes mentality, you know, in the best way. And I'm kind of ready to just like dive back in. And it's always a great opportunity to talk with people like yourself. And I'm considering like the move to LA, and you know, just like I said, it's just some really big like life changes, but I'm just taking it all as it comes.
So you have a song that you started writing. Now, I know it's interesting, because you've been on TV, you've been on Fox, you know, you've been touring, you've been all these things, and so it's nothing new to you. Sorry. It's just different, so right?
Nothing new, but it does feel a little bit like a different version of me, you know. I think life is getting a different version of me, one that I like a lot better, in fact. So it's so cliche to say, but I think like it all happens for a reason the way it does. I'm feeling very like connected to this part of my life and this part of myself too. I'm very self-aware of what I want. And I'm just feeling very, very, very grateful.
So you started writing with an artist. And so tell us about that, because now we're going to get a special treat. This is world premiere here on the Life Changes Show, and it's going to be live and unplugged. V, what are we getting treated to?
Yes, I'm going to play a song that I wrote last year with a friend of mine whose name is Jennifer Aiden. She's a really amazing songwriter. And we kind of, when we got together for this session, I kind of wanted to just air out some of my my issues a little bit. I was like, you know what? I'm in my 20s. I feel like nothing is getting easier. I feel like I'm supposed to be in my prime. I'm supposed to be like dating and enjoying life and doing all of that. And I just felt like I was doing none of that. So I figured the best thing to do was to write a song about it. And it turns out this is one of like my favorite songs that I've written. And it's called Easier. So yeah, I would love to share that.
And what you just shared just sounds like an exercise that Robert Alexander would put somebody through, and you did it. Here you did it with Jennifer Aiden. We're going to get to hear it. Here is Easier with V. Nelson performing live online on the Life Changes Show.
I'm not the take it slow type. I prefer to dive right in, but I never stay for one night unless I know it's permanent. And I've learned that the hard way, 'cause no one really ever stays for long. Trust you with my heart, and I've learned that the hard way, watching things just fall apart for good. It never gets easier, does it? Heartbreaks a dime a dozen, so I buy it in bulk. I sit and I soak in the problems that it's causing. It never gets easier, does it? I'm tired and I can't keep up with all of the feelings I had, the ones that you lack, but at least I'm learning from it. It never gets easier. Getting the best of me, what the hell was I expecting? 'Cause I'm my own worst enemy, and I learned that the hard way, 'cause moving on don't make me feel alright. It never gets easier. I buy it in bulk, I sit and I soak in the problems that it's causing. It never gets easier, does it? I'm tired and I can't keep up with all of the feelings I had, the ones that you had, but at least I'm learning from it. It never gets easier. So I buy it in bulk, I sit and I soak in the problems that it's causing. It never gets easier, does it? I'm tired and I can't keep up with all of the feelings I had, the ones that you had, but at least I got a few songs from it. It never gets easier.
Nice.
Thank you.
Nelson. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, it reminded me, I was reminded while listening to you that this is, talk about changes and this particular moment, you just had a birthday in this particular moment. So happy birthday.
Thank you.
Like 2 days ago. So happy birthday. This is great. Thank you for sharing that gift of the song with us. Want to remind everybody, V Nelson is who we're listening to. And if you're wondering, V is spelled V-E-E. So V Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N, vnelson.com. And also at V Nelson Music on social media. V, I have to ask you, like, I get a vibe from people, and I didn't know about it until one of our Mark actually mentioned it, and then you mentioned it. And what's with the Queen of Goth? I mean, goth is great and all, but I'm just like, I didn't get that vibe. What am I missing?
You're not missing much. No. I'm like, well, you know, there is TV and there is production, and to be completely honest with you, I could not give them one interesting thing about myself. It's so true. They were like, what do you do? Like, what kind of like character can we give you? Do you have any hobbies? I'm like, I sit around and drink coffee with my grandpa all day. Like, that was all that's all I was doing. And on top of that, just songwriting. So I was like, I don't know what I can give you that would be here's the scoop. Here's the actual real life story of how the Queen of Goth came to be, is that I'm a big drag fan. I love like Drag Race, and you know, I love all that. I'm a big supporter of the community, and they were like, I had mentioned that, and one of the producers had worked on RuPaul's Drag Race. And they said, well, why don't we just like combine you into a mini like version of your two favorite queens? And so that is how the queen.
Oh, wow.
I've never said that before. Oh. But that's the honest to God truth of how the Queen of Goth came to be.
Well, you heard it here first and maybe last on the Life Changes show. Thank you.
It was life changing. What can I say?
Well, thank you, V. Thank you for sharing that. That's very special. And you're very special, and what a journey. And I have a feeling anybody who's going to be looking, there's going to be lots that they're going to be able to say, and it's going to be good, and more power to you. So what are your, before we get to hear one more song, you know, we're going to turn on the green light and it's go time. What are some of your aspirations in this moment?
In this moment, I think now more than ever, I think it's so important to share what is important to us and in our hearts. And that's exactly what I plan to do with my next few releases, and including Easier. Those songs are very close to my heart, and I hope that somewhere along the way, they really like speak to people and make everyone feel a little less alone. Because I know there were times in my life I could have used that. I could have used a good song to kind of take me out of my life for a minute. So that's my goal. That's my aspiration right now, is just to give the most authentic and genuine and sincere version of myself to my listeners. And that's where I'm at.
Wow. I like it. Thank you. Thank you for that. You know, it gave me a thought. Is there a catalog somewhere that somebody can put in how they're feeling, and it spits out, here's a song for you? Because there's so many moments in our life that we go through that from excited or sad or depressed, or they're very real to us. And sometimes if somebody else has felt it and has put it in a version that speaks to us, potentially we can be helped by that. And
yeah,
so I could just see people getting out of your music what they're needing, and what are they needing from Greenlight?
I dedicate Green Light to anyone who is stuck in emotional traffic. That is the truth.
So millions of people.
Yes, you know, music is like the most universal language. So I know that's a message pretty much everybody can get behind if you're in a place, aka the friend zone. That's kind of where I stay permanently. But if you're there, you might like that song, or giving someone the green light, you know, make your move. Let's go.
Well, we're going to get to hear the pre-recorded version of V. Nelson's Green Light here on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right now.
Dropping all the hints, I'm opening the door, so come right on in. My mind is going places that I wish it wouldn't. You know I have good intentions. I can read your mind, we're on the same page most of the time. The rest is a hit game, there's no traffic tonight. Let's sort it out face to face.
Nelson and Green Light. V, do we want to give a shout out to that sax player? Did a good job there.
Heck yeah, I do.
Okay.
I get so excited about this. This is another story. I tell it all the time at the live shows because, like, playing that song just does not hit the same without that saxophone. Mm. That wonderful gentleman who played the sax on that song. His name is Eric Tewalt. And I'm a huge lifelong fan of Celine Dion. She is my favorite. And so I had gone to the show and I just kind of like made a funny tweet. And I was like, if anybody, you know, needs me, I'll just be passed out in the third row or whatever, you know, made a funny tweet. And it got some attention from like people in her band. And it got back to him. We became internet friends. And then when I was doing this song, I wanted a saxophonist and he was so generous and kind. And so that is Celine Dion's saxophonist, Eric Tewalt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, what a great story. Well, we've had her musical director on our show. So
have you? No kidding.
So maybe he's one of your fans as well. So I have to say that it's such a delight and a pleasure. And actually, since we're telling stories, I too meant to text you and the phone just rang. And I'm like, oh, the phone's ringing. And I didn't want to hang up. So you answered the phone and I said, I'm bebopping to your song. And you said, you must be listening to Green Light. I sure was. And so I was doing it again. Thank you for sharing it. If you want to bebop to some of V. Nelson's music, veenelson.com, N-E-L-S-O-N. And you can also find her on the social links at V. Nelson Music. V, look forward to meeting you in person when you're in LA and I'm in LA. All the best to you. And thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so, so much. This was a pleasure.
Our pleasure. And a pleasure also to have our guest, Robert Alexander, on the show. And with that, that is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our executive producer and co-host, Mark LeJour, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.